Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God, a loving God. He's mighty because he's loving. The love of God helps all of us do the wonderful things of life. Everything that you do out of love counts. Every act of love is important to God. When we love each other, that's God's language. If you want to know God's language, it's the true and sincere, pure love of God. The kind of love that a mother shows towards her children. When she doesn't know what to do, her love makes the difference. She finds a way for her child, her precious child. Devotion. The kind of love that calls a man to go and take the worst job there is to support his family. The love of God. When you love people, that means more than everything else. Loving people is very important to God. And the vast love he's shown us, he wants us to show towards others. We can't pay for salvation. We didn't deserve it. Didn't know to ask for it. Didn't know we needed salvation. We were trapped in a world full of illusion. A dying world, a fallen world, full of illusion. And not only did God become a man to legally get us out of the trap of sin, he taught us. He worked with us. Then by his Spirit, he sent the Holy Spirit to guide us, enlighten us. The Holy Spirit revealed the Word of God, the truth of God to man in the first place. All Scripture was divinely inspired by the Holy Spirit, the love of God. He manifests himself to us seven ways. According to Isaiah 11, Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, understanding and counsel. Spirit of might and of the fear of the Lord. And through him, we can do God's purpose. We can convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And God is thoroughly, and I mean thoroughly, dividing the light from the darkness. His true people will love the light and they will come to it. The enemy tries to keep our life to look shadowy. He wants our life to look shadowy, dark, unprosperous, unhealthy, unloving. We can't let him win, folks. We have to live according to God's love, express God's love, speak God's love. And watch this, the love of God, when we operate in his love, we graduate out of darkness. Nothing in this world can hold us back when we operate according to the love of God, which are the principles of God, which is the express word of God. The word of God itself is the knowledge of his love. The love of God has knowledge, and that's the word of God. The judgment God does is out of love, not hatred. And the enemy accuses God of not loving man because of the judgment, but the judgment is the rescue. In order for a man to live, his deadly illness has to be cut out. In order for society to live, the death must be cut out. The darkness, the disease, the cancer. Unrepentant men are no different than a disease. Now God still loves the soul of man. He loves the man himself. But if the man will not let go of the sin, he's chosen the sin over God. It's impossible for his sin to go to heaven. It's impossible for his sin to survive. The sin is killing him and causing him to be deadly against other people and against the plan of God. We only bear fruit after our kind. You can't be corrupt and bear fruit for God. God can't bless corruption. He don't bless corruption. Isaiah blinded the idolatrous Israel, and only 10% survived. A tenth of the people would live throughout the generations from the time that Isaiah spoke it until Jesus returns. Now, because people refuse God, the judgment of God is in effect. Everybody is judged already. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, gets us out of the judgment and into the grace. Out of the darkness into the light. When we do something about our sin, which is believing on Jesus, that's the only thing you can do to get out of it. Believe on Jesus and turn from the sin, turn against it, turn towards God. That's the only way you're going to survive this world, sister. And you can't pick it up again, because it'll start another process of hatred. Sin dissimulates a man, takes him apart. I think it was Hosea said, whoredom's wine and new wine take away the heart. It changes a person. Your focus is changed. Your destiny changes with it. Everything about you changes when you love the world. But you can the love of God overcomes the world. The word of God overcomes the world. And your faith, which works by the love of God, overcomes the world. And you can enjoy the life of God. Dead opinions don't count. The life of God does. When we take him at his word, when we hear him out and take him at his word, there's nothing in this life we can't do. God loves us, folks. And he wants to be a blessing to us. And he wants to teach us his word, his wisdom, and his ways. They are life. And when people operate according to his word, his life, they go forward. When people love darkness, their appetite for darkness can be strong. The more they love it, the more their appetite for darkness increases, even though they're not getting any satisfaction out of it. But it can cause you to be so comfortable against God. And when you hear the life of God, you want to go the other way. The reason people don't go and try to get help from the Lord is because they are trapped in this world. They are stuck. It takes anointed people to break the yokes of the world and the bondage of it. The people that are stuck are not necessarily happy. The people that are in sin, they are not better off, and they're not happy. They're trying to be happy. And they do each other wrong, thinking that they will be happy. Their whole life is an illusion. Unless they come out of the world system. It's a system, folks. It's designed to trap you. It's designed to harden your heart against God. It's designed not to work. The financial system is ruined. If you don't learn the principles of God, you'll never survive it. The world says get rich any which way you can. But they don't think about the laws of sowing and reaping that cannot be changed or altered. if you do people wrong, you're going to lose the value of what you stole, and more so because you sown evil seeds and you're going to reap evil. Every man that got rich the wrong way, he's going to cough it up. He's going to, and the reason that rich, some, there's people who get rich the wrong way. They spend their entire life trying to make more money. And they get in one scrape after another. And they lose it as they gain it. Sometimes they're in positions where their money can't help them. They have to spend millions of dollars just to get out of trouble, just to get their freedom back. And sometimes to pay off criminals that will kill them. When you sow evil, you reap it. But the Proverbs talks about durable riches. These are the kind of riches that you get honestly. And when you get it the right way, it increases in your life. You're not attached to Satan nowhere. And it can't be stolen from you. Because wealth is more than finances. A man can steal your possession, but he can't steal your wealth. When you do things the right way, and you do it, you do things in a godly fashion, you have spiritual wealth all over your life. That was a man that went to heaven, and he saw a house made of pure pearl. It was carved out of one piece of pearl. And it was created by the angels just for a missionary lady that died. She did, and she was poor, and nobody helped her do what she, you know, they didn't much help her where she was. She was in a very poor country, and she died. And she had nothing to eat. And she died doing God's work. And she was given a house. And he saw her house. It was carved out of pearl. Everything was beautiful. Just to her taste. It fits her taste. It was her desire. And her name was Pearl. And a man went to heaven and saw it. And he talked about it on YouTube. I saw it on YouTube. There are people that the Lord has blessed to see our reward. Mary Catherine Baxter, the Lord took her to heaven and also hell to warn us. To heaven to encourage us, and to heaven to show men the trap that's ahead of them if they remain in this evil world. God is dividing light from darkness. The good news is you don't have to go south. You don't have to remain trapped by the world. God loves you dearly, and he wants to forget about all your sins. He wants to forgive you. He wants you to pick up your life and go forward, living according to his love. In Job's friends, they accused Job, but they were accurate in their speech when it came to the laws of God. And they talked about how evil men, they get money and the wrong way. And in their greatest sufficiency, they have straits. It's like a desert land. You're rich, but your money can't help you. You have money in your pocket, but you can't spend it. You're getting money the wrong way, but it's not helping your life. And sometimes people are afraid. They become fearful. And fear always, 100% of the time, it always attaches your life to Satan. Once you speak and act on it, Satan's attached to your life. And he can manipulate you through your fear, which has no foundation. Now you're going to lose everything you got the wrong way. You might as well stop while you're here, while you still have breath in you. and learn to do God's way. You're going to lose everything you got the wrong way. We all do. It's not going to help you. And you might as well start doing the right thing. And that's just the way it is. I lived in a neighborhood that were many dope dealers, many drug dealers. They sold crack. They thought they were thriving. I'd see them with money that they had to turn over to lawyers and other drug dealers and buy more drugs. And they'd buy nice cars, and they'd buy the rims, and they'd have the gold around their neck. And the next time, within a month, all that stuff's gone. And sometime they're gone. Sometime they're dead. Sometimes they run out of town. People are out there trying to kill them. They go to court, they lose everything. I remember one guy, I saw him, he had on all his jewelry, a nice car. The last time I saw him, yeah, he was riding a little girl's bicycle, looking like a bum. But when people are doing the thing, they're proud of what they're doing, but it's not working. And the enemy baits them along. He's just baiting their whole life, just stringing them along. Just like the little cartoon with the carrot tied to a string, attached to a stick. And somebody's riding the donkey, dangling the carrot before him, and the donkey's going wherever, trying to get the carrot he'll never get. And so the enemy's stringing people along. Through fear, through lust, through greed. And they're trying to have a good time, and they just leave a trail of misery. And their children are worse. Their children come out worse. Unless somebody break the cycle and hear the wisdom of God and live. God loves every soul. He remembers when every soul was just a baby, full of innocent life. And all children, babies, are in the kingdom of God. Even the ones that's born out to the most miserable, wicked parents. The child belongs to God. But when the parents can't commit treason, and if they don't repent, they make a child worse than they are. And the same thing in the spirit. That's why I say God can't use corrupt people to spread the gospel, to bear fruit. Corrupt people produce corrupt fruit. That's why he blinded Israel. They went dark, so he couldn't use them. Only a tenth would survive. They went to war, they were captured, they were sold into slavery. He let Nebuchadnezzar take them as a possession. They disowned God, so God disowned them. Gave them to Nebuchadnezzar. And the only survivors were those who surrendered their life and gave their life to Nebuchadnezzar, a wicked king. And then he repented. And he put Daniel in charge, and he repented. And then every king after that took over Israel, Daniel, they made Daniel their captain. And he destroyed idolatry. They died in foreign lands. They died. And they never, you don't hear a man of Israel talking about Baal again. They don't call God Baal anymore. That's gone. God destroyed their idol worship. But he had to send them in captivity. But a tenth would survive and live. God wants loving people He will bless them. They bear good fruit. Only a good tree can bear good fruit. A corrupt tree can't. That's why it's so important to live according to God's love. That's the only, that's true. The love of God is true prosperity. And it doesn't matter how much money you make per hour. When you attach your life to God's, when you operate according to His love, you every way of prosperity forms in you. And God can cause you to take a little and do a lot with it. And He will promote you. He will promote the whole place that you work for because of you. As we go forward in Him, we learn all these principles. They work. Now I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord, our loving Savior.